Welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. One of the challenges the Christian church faces all across the country today is how to deal with shifting population, shifting demographics as neighborhoods grow older and other neighborhood people spread out from inner cities to outer cities and suburbs, and families change and times change. How does the church react to those changes? And that's been occurring ever since Christ walked this earth and his disciples walked this earth. And it has been a situation the Catholic archdiocese all over the country have had to face, particularly those in the East and the Midwest. And in some of those archdioceses, historic parishes, including historic parishes serving African American communities, have seen their churches close, disbanded, and what have you. And the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, for the past 16 months, almost 2 years, has been engaged in intense study, which is not only analyzing data, analyzing what's going on, but a whole lot of prayer, I understand it, in terms of something called connected in the spirit. How could the church do a better job not only serving Catholics, but also ministering to non-Catholics and to the unchurched with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in all of that, there was also a question of what would the role be of what is recognized as the two historic African-American parishes in the Catholic Church here in Indianapolis, Holy Angels and St. Rita. The Archdiocese 3 hours ago announced the result where three existing Catholic churches are going to close and be merged into three other existing churches, but that two other churches will kind of be linked. It means they're not closing. They just kind of work together under one pastor. And one of those is St. Rita and Holy Angels. Father Kenneth Taylor joins me live. Father, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first of all, does this mean you're going to call up Eastern Star and a couple of these other churches that have multiple locations, and you're going to get, you and others are going to get some tips of how you could be in two places at the same time?
Well, that's a good idea because
you talk to Pastor Ramsey, Pastor Jeffrey Johnson.
See how they do it.
How
yes.
they do it.
Multiple sites.
It was an extensive process, and as I understand it, it wasn't just from the top down something the Archbishop and his deputy said, this is what we're going to do. This really started at the individual church level.
What happened was that all of the parishes in the Indianapolis area were divided into cohorts, and we worked with a cohort that consisted of Holy Angels, St. Rita, and St. Andrew. Mm-hmm. All the other parishes were in their cohorts, and so the cohorts met for several months and discussed the ministries that they were doing and what possible configuration we could be in the future. Mm-hmm. And then those were forwarded to the Archdiocesan Planning Commission. They made their proposals, brought them back to the cohorts, and we reacted to that. Mm-hmm. They eventually went to the Archbishop for his final decision.
Is this process normal in the Catholic Church, or is this something different that Archbishop Tobin and his predecessor instituted? Because Archbishop Tobin did not institute this.
That's
he
correct.
Inherited this.
That's correct. It started before he came.
So it started with Archbishop, who's now Archbishop Emeritus Beekline?
That's correct, mm-hmm. yes. And as you mentioned earlier, there are dioceses across the country that are closing, consolidating, and merging parishes. And each diocese decides on its own the process that it's going to take. Mm-hmm. But I was in New Orleans back in March for a symposium, and there were a couple of priests from the Archdiocese of New York. And as we were talking, lo and behold, the Archdiocese of New York is going through the same thing that we're going through, and they're using the same consultant group, and so the same process that we did.
And in this plan now for Holy Angels and St. Rita, they listed 9 goals. And I'll share the goals because this sounds like a goals for any church or any group that have come together in the body of Christ. The goals are to collaborate with other Christian churches to bring Christ's life and hope to the St. Rita and Holy Angels neighborhoods, develop engaging evangelization programs and processes, creating warm and welcoming parishes who effectively proclaim the gospel, enhance the voice of the Black Catholic community in the city of Indianapolis and the Archdiocese, incorporate the gifts of the Black Catholic community into the mission of the Archdiocese, develop a coordinated mass schedule, strengthen training for liturgical and pastoral ministries, design and implement effective lifelong faith formation programs with an emphasis on adult faith formation, plan and implement vocational awareness programs including priesthood, deaconate, vowed religious, sacramental marriage, and committed single life, support and promote the Holy Angels School as well as Cardinal Ritter and Cecina High Schools, and then promote good stewardship of human and financial resources. It sounds like these are goals of any church first to proclaim the gospel.
That's true. I think key thing to notice about this is that it is Archbishop Tobin's desire that the Catholic Church be engaged and involved in the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fear that if either one of our parishes were to disappear, the perception would be, oh, the Catholics are pulling out mm-hmm. of the African-American community. And so even though these are the goals of any church, he wants us to put our own perspective on these goals.
And when it says incorporate the gifts, that's not necessarily a monetary thing. That is what African American Catholics bring to the mission of the whole church.
That's correct. One obvious example would be our style of worship.
Mm-hmm.
We use gospel singing at Holy Angels. And it's the kind of thing that can't really just be picked up and transferred somewhere else.
Right.
It grows organically within the community. And so to say, well, Holy Angels, you can go over there and be Holy Angels would be a very difficult thing to do.
But it's all the other thing was to encourage more individuals to look at the priesthood and there's a role of deacon where
yes.
you can do that individual can do a lot of things that a priest can do.
Yes. And we are always in need of more vocations. One of the reasons for this whole process is because of the numbers of priests are not where they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so and if we're going to stay strong, we're going to need more priests and more deacons. And we especially need them from the African-American community.
And it's normal for Catholic churches to share a priest. Or share a pastor.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. Okay.
It's not normal, but it's becoming more the norm because
there's a shortage of priests.
Yeah, to go around. Ideally, every parish would have its own pastor.
How important or complicated this whole effort of connected in the spirit is the role of the Catholic schools, and the reason they were already doing pretty good before the voucher thing came. Now with the voucher thing, more and more Catholic schools are filling up. They're reaching capacity. It's now become a critical part of the whole education system. How did it make it complicated if a church is being – are any of the churches that are being closed just to have a school attached to them?
Holy Cross does.
Okay.
Holy Cross has a school, and it is being merged into St. Philip Neri, which also has a school.
So be one big school in two locations.
That's right.
Sort of like Charles Tindley.
That's right.
See, yes. the things that we learn. What has been the reaction since the announcement came out this morning? It's been on social media, been on the 11 a.m. and the 12 noon newscast. What's been the reaction that you've heard from folks from both St. Rita and Holy Angels?
The reaction has been very positive. A lot of people were present at the press conference, and they came in full of anticipation, not knowing what was going to be said. And when the announcement was made, folks were very happy about it, very positive. And hopefully they will see that we do have a role to play in the city. Because one of the things about this process, a lot of people were looking at it, okay, now where are the Catholics going to go to church?
Mm-hmm.
But our mission is greater than that. It's not just about where the Catholics are going to church, but what is the role of the Catholic Church in the wider community?
A lot of people rarely have heard the word evangelization in the Catholic Church in this country. I know that is a big thing in the church in the third world. Is part of what the Archbishop is talking about here and what Pope Francis is talking about, you just don't evangelize in the third world, you evangelize in the first world as well.
Right, and a basic definition is proclaiming the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a role to go out into the community and proclaim the gospel message, because contrary to what a lot of people think, our communities are full of people who are unchurched completely.
Mm-hmm.
People think everybody goes to church somewhere, but that's not true. And that's who we have to get the message out to.
One of the things with this enhanced role or goal of St. Rita Holy Angels, or Holy Angels St. Rita, maybe we just alternate to make sure we're fair to everybody, is enhance the voice of the Black Catholic community in this city and the Archdiocese. Given the situation with violence in our neighborhoods, is it time that we hear the voice of the Archdiocese in speaking about violence? I know when they had the prayer vigil the other week down at the War Memorial, you were down there. Are we at a point where the Archbishop needs to weigh in at some point?
I think we do need a greater presence from the Archdiocese in these community issues like the violence, and not just from the Archbishop, but from the other priests who serve in the urban area. That the pastors need to be more visible at things like this. And this is all part of our mission to the city that we're talking about, that we do need to become more visible and audible in the city.
Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've got the slogan here, "Your life matters." And in the Catholic liturgy, life is an extremely important value,
yes,
whether it is at the beginning of life or at the end of life.
Absolutely.
239-1310. We got Donna's got a question. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
Last week, I believe you had a gentleman on talking about, I think it was Marsh, about the importance of African-American landmarks.
Yes.
And the church down in French Lick. And that same architectural structure was very similar to Holy Angels. And I was just wondering, was any effort through the church to save that historic structure, or what was the decision that they decided to, demolish it?
Was that more an act of God in the sense that the building could not support itself anymore, not financially, but physically?
Right. The whole question around Holy Angels Church building was a Board of Health issue. Mm. The Board of Health issued the decree that certain things needed to be done to the building if it was going to be continued to be used. A team of engineers went through the building top to bottom and said that the things that needed to be done couldn't be done. The building was too far gone. It was too deteriorated. And so the Board of Health would not let us use it. And if we were not going to use it, it had to come down.
And there was no historic status on that building.
No, there wasn't.
Okay, because if it was, then there would have been a whole lot of other stuff. All right, Donna is a great point. Appreciate it. Let me go to Sheila right quick at 239-1310. Hi there, Sheila. Sheila, we lost Sheila. Maybe she'll call back. What's the next step? And right now, Holy Angels worships at Marion University. St. Rita is at St. Rita. So when does this all take effect?
The linkage officially takes effect July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But also part of the announcement today was that we have been given a go-ahead to build a new church.
Where was that in the press release? Where's the part that says Holy Angels gets a new church? You get a new...
Yes.
It's like Oprah. Get a new car. Get a new church.
So we're going to stay at our location at 28th and Martin Luther King.
And so there'll be a new building.
Yes.
So you or whoever's the pastor won't have to travel as far between St. Rita and Holy Angels.
Correct. Yes.
See, maybe you can give advice. See, since the pastor won't, he won't have to travel as far, he can give tips to Pastor Johnson and Pastor Ramsey how to move from one church to the other, because he has a shorter distance to do that. And that's part of coordinating the mass schedule.
Yes.
Could that make it, you know, maybe mass at different times? You haven't figured it out yet.
I haven't figured it out. This just all starts today.
It all starts today. It's got to take effect in a month.
Yes. Yes.
Just in time for Expo.
Right.
I joked a little bit about the name. Which name comes first? Which name is how are you going to train? Because sometimes people take the littlest things and make them the most important.
Well, the two parishes continue to be two.
Because it's two separate
identities.
Okay.
Two separate, so Holy Angels Parish will be Holy Angels, and St. Rita's Parish will be St. Rita's.
So it is not like a merger thing.
No.
It's like two friends working together.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So it's like the alphas and the kappas working together. See, think of it that way. See the things that we're learning. But this is positive news. And what wasn't in the press release... Holy Angels gets the building. Now, y'all got to raise all the money by hand yourselves.
Yes, we have to start a capital campaign.
Capital campaign.
And then do that whole process and raise money. The Archbishop did make a point of saying that he's just looking at us to build a modest worship space. Not grand.
Not grand. Well, no, but that is also in key, is that that's keeping in with Pope Francis, who's kind of sent the word, y'all don't need these big opulent things.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And he's also talked about going where the least of these are and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And that's why we felt it was important, the Archbishop does too, that we be present where we are. Our parish boundaries are virtually the same as the UNWA boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be, if we were taken out of there, mm-hmm. then that whole section of the city would have a void of Catholic presence.
And there. It's the same with St. Rita over there in Martindale Brightwood mm-hmm. and moving there. So here is the nutshell. Holy Angels stays where they are, and they get to build a new modest church. Okay. That means there'll be a lot of fish fries going on over there and festivals. But, hey, that works. St. Rita's stays where they are and continues to do their mission. They will share a pastor who will shuttle back and forth. Two great parishes, two great churches, one great pastor, all working together not only to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and the positive message, but also be more engaged in the community and the added mission of enhancing the voice of the Black Catholic community in this city and with the Archdiocese and incorporating the gifts of the Black Catholic community. And that's not just a monetary thing. That's human gifts and spirit into the mission of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, which is everything from 96th Street all the way down to the Ohio River.
Right. Correct. And that part about being a voice for the Black Catholic community is an important piece. In the last few years, right here in Indianapolis, in 2012, we hosted the National Black Catholic Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we hosted the National Association of African Catholics in the United States. And so a lot of that happened because we had the communities of Holy Angels and St. Rita's to push for that. And so we need to be a conduit for the wider Catholic community of the issues and concerns of the Black Catholic community.
You know, we had the Center Township Trustee was here earlier, and he was talking about a program that he's doing for reentry and others, teaching building skills. He's buying up a few of these abandoned houses to fix them up. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about, you know, building a new Holy Angels and keeping it modest, this could be a way for the church to demonstrate how you use labor within the community to build a new church, to build a new sanctuary, and send them. Hey,
there's all kinds of possibilities.
See, you got Chris excited, and that's what it's all about, Father Kenneth Taylor. So now you're it. You're the pastor of both. Or is that still to be decided?
Well, that was not part of the announcement.
That was not
today.
Part of the announcement. So soon but, to be announced, but maybe. Because the Archbishop probably listening, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Okay.
Right now, he's the pastor of Holy Angels. Who knows what happens after July 1st? That's fair to say.
That's fair to say.
That's fair to say. Stay tuned. Thanks very, very much. See, he's happy because this is a positive thing for the church. It's a positive thing for the African American community and the church moving forward. Now all we got to do now is get the Archbishop and the Assistant Archbishop and some of the others speaking out against the loss of life, which keeps in tune with the Catholic doctrine. Maybe. You know, bring peace in the streets and make sure that the folks understand that your life, tell the Archbishop to put in the homily, your life matters.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Father Kenneth Taylor, thanks very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.